It was another dramatic day in Kenya. The opposition is claiming victory in this week's presidential election despite the unofficial results. They show current president Uhuru Kenyatta leading by more than a million votes. NPR's Ader Peralta has more from Nairobi.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
As soon as Raila Odinga walks into his press conference, it's clear he's not backing down from his claim that this election was hacked. Instead, his campaign chief, Musalia Mudavadi, goes further. A mole inside the Electoral Commission, he says, leaked them the real results, showing Odinga won.
We demand that Raila Amolo Odinga and Stephen Kalonzo Musyoka be declared president and deputy president, respectively.
The Electoral Commission said it had found no anomalies and said the opposition didn't provide evidence. Out in Kibera, Nairobi's biggest slum, the opposition demand brings the whole community out of their homes. The place is buzzing. It feels celebratory. But as these things often do, suddenly it turns angry. A crowd surrounds one house. The little aluminum store out front is ripped apart and dragged to the street. The crowd says the woman who lives in the house is a spy for the ruling party. Then someone emerges, holding a piece of paper over his head.
They've been saying that there's ballots inside there, but it doesn't look like a ballot. It looks like a brochure.
The woman is dragged into the crowd. After the 2007 elections in Kenya, neighbors turned against neighbors, and the violence left more than 1,000 dead. Eric Uma says the woman in that house had several original tallying documents.
But yes. She's also your neighbor.
Yes, she is. She's a mole. She's been bought.
He says people here are desperate, and they need a government who will care about them, and they won't allow sabotage.
No one can afford life. No one can afford the basics because of this nonsense of guys being bought for 500,000 shillings to sell off our dignity and our democratic right. We won't allow that.
The woman was badly beaten, but alive at a police station. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.